Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. You know, St. Thomas the Apostle wasn't there on Mount Calvary when Jesus died on the cross. None of the 12 apostles were, except for St. John. On Good Friday, we heard about St. John's eyewitness account that after Jesus died on the cross, one of the soldiers thrust a lance into our Lord's side, and immediately blood and water came out. On Holy Saturday, St. John must have told the other apostles about our Lord's Sacred Heart being pierced with a lance, because that's exactly what St. Thomas wants to see and touch in order to believe in the risen Lord Jesus. He says, unless I put my hand into his side, I will not believe. How would St. Thomas know about his pierced side unless St. John told him? On the Sunday after Easter, that's today, St. Thomas finally gets to see the risen Lord Jesus with his own eyes. And Jesus said to Thomas, bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe. Our Lord's pierced side is the focus. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, we want to see his side with our mind's eye. We want to touch his side spiritually with our hearts and souls. In 1931, our Lord appeared to a Polish nun by the name of Saint Faustina. Saint Faustina saw Jesus clothed in a white garment with his right hand raised in a blessing, and his left hand touching his Sacred Heart, from which two large rays came forth, one red and the other pale. Jesus said to St. Faustina, paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the inscription, Jesus, I trust in you. I promise that the soul who will venerate this image will not perish. I also promise him victory over his enemies, especially at the hour of death. Here at Sacred Heart Parish, we have one artist's interpretation of what our Lord might have looked like when he appeared to St. Faustina. We see it every Sunday. It's right here on the north side of the church. At the request of her spiritual director, St. Faustina asked the Lord about the meaning of the two rays. Jesus said to her in reply, the two rays denote blood and water. The pale ray stands for the water that makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for the blood that is the life of souls. These two rays issued forth from the depths of my tender mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lance on the cross. Blessed is the one who will dwell in their shelter, for the just hand of God shall not lay hold of him. With St. Thomas, we want to dive into our Lord's side on this Divine Mercy Sunday and dwell in the shelter of the water and the blood, where the just hand of God shall not touch us. So the water that came forth from our Lord's heart represents baptism, and the blood that came forth from our Lord's heart is his precious blood found in the most holy Eucharist. The water and blood that come from our Lord's Sacred Heart washes away our sins. The water of baptism washes away all original sin. And if we're an adult when we're baptized, also our personal actual sins. After baptism, when we freely choose to stain our pure white baptismal garments with sin, the book of Revelation says that we wash our stained baptismal garments, our souls, in the blood of the Lamb. We wash them in the blood of the Lord's mercy in the sacrament of penance, which is essential and central to today's gospel, for Jesus breathes on the apostles and says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. And whose sins you don't forgive, they're not forgiven. The epistle that was always read on this first Sunday after Easter, always, for over 1,000 years, the epistle that was read was from the first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 4 to 10, which says, Jesus Christ came by water and blood, not by water only, but by water and blood. So there are three that give testimony, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. The opening collect mentions all three, the water, the Spirit, and the blood. The opening collect is quite beautiful, quite profound. Here it is again. Increase, we pray, O Lord, the grace you have bestowed, so that all might grasp and rightly understand. And I'm going to use the Spanish translation, which is excellent. La excelencia del bautismo que nos ha purificado. The excellence of the baptism by which you have purified us. La grandeza del espíritu que nos ha regenerado. Bravo. The greatness of the Spirit by which you have regenerated us. Y el precio de la sangre que nos ha redimido. And the price of the blood by which you have redeemed us. The water, the Spirit, and the blood. And so you see, in a happy act of divine providence, it is fitting that we should celebrate a baptism on this Divine Mercy Sunday. The water. It is fitting that in 10 days from now, 47 high school students will be confirmed by Bishop Barron at St. Joseph's Church. That's the Spirit. It is fitting that in 2 weeks, 13 of our young people will receive the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion, and that's the blood. It is fitting that on this Divine Mercy Sunday, we should have more than 2 hours this afternoon to immerse ourselves in the ocean of the Lord's mercy and forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. Speaking of oceans, perhaps you saw the 4 astronauts who safely splashed down in the Pacific Ocean on Friday night after their 10-day journey to the moon. It was amazing for me to watch that little, teeny, tiny Orion capsule bobbing up and down in the immensity of the ocean. That is our image for this Divine Mercy Sunday. Splash down into the water and the blood that flow from our Lord's pierced side. Immerse yourselves today in the ocean of the Lord's mercy. In baptism, or if you've already been baptized, in the sacrament of penance. Using the beautiful words from St. Faustina's diary, we pray, O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. In you.